Have to give a shout out for Addison, who's 17 and a big fan of the show. He wants us to tell his girlfriend Tristan that he can't wait to get a piece of that booty.
Get it? That's what Valentine's Day is all about.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Mandy Moore's ex-husband, singer-songwriter Ryan Adams, who also did his own version of Taylor Swift's 1989 a couple years ago, has been accused of sexting with a 14-year-old girl while he was married to Mandy. Adams is also being accused of offering 7 different women sexual opportunities after asking them to come and record in the studio. One of his accusers is Mandy Moore. One of the other accusers revealed that she was only 14 when she started receiving sex from him. According to reports, the women claimed that Adams would ask them to come and record in the studio, and then their sessions would turn sexual. The women reported that they would dismiss his demands or approaches, and he would turn vengeful and back off of helping them with their careers. The women claimed that he would also harass them on social media and send aggressive text messages. He's responded to the allegations and said, "To anyone I have ever hurt, however unintentionally, I apologize deeply and unreservedly." He said, "But that picture that this article paints is upsettingly inaccurate. Some of its details are misrepresented, some are exaggerated, some are outright false. I would never have inappropriate interactions with someone I thought was underage, period."
That's just so gross.
It's not looking good for him. When you got that many women with credible screenshots and all this stuff, it's not looking good. Selena Gomez is not looking to date after getting help for anxiety and depression. I think we're starting to see now why her and Justin probably didn't work out.
They both have bad anxiety and depression.
They both have mental health issues. That would be hard. Sources say the singer and actress is focusing on her mental health right now and isn't necessarily looking to date. She's paying most of her attention to her own well-being and doesn't want that infringed upon. She left a treatment center back in December after getting help with her mental health issues. The students from Covington Catholic High School were cleared of any wrongdoing after an independent investigation funded by the diocese. They found that they were not instigators of the viral incident with a Native American man at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. last month. The inquiry, conducted by Greater Cincinnati Investigation, Inc., found that the accounts of Nick Sandman and his classmates and the chaperones on the trip to the nation's capital were consistent with videos that circulated online, showing that it was they who were harassed by a group of so-called Black Hebrew Israelites. The report found no evidence of offensive or racist statements by students to Mr. Phillips or members of his group. And Amy Schumer posted a video online joking about the gender of her new baby she's expecting.
"I know it probably seems like I've been pregnant for 1,000 years to you guys, but what I wanted to announce was the baby's gender. We're so excited to say that we don't care what the gender is. However the baby identifies is fine. Whatever the baby's sexuality is, any way the baby identifies is cool with us, as long as it doesn't identify as a DJ." That's heartbreaking.
I agree.